How you doing, Bubba J? I'm doing pretty good. So what's been going on lately?
Well, last week I went to another NASCAR race and got pretty hammered. Drunk again? Oh, no, it's the same drunk. I just keep extending it. Yeah, if you're not drinking at a NASCAR race, you're not at a NASCAR race.
Where are you?
You're at golf.
And Bubba J, do you drink excessively?
I don't know what that word means.
What's the longest you've ever gone without a beer?
How long have I been out here?
Less than a minute.
There you go. Yeah.
Do you know your drinking limits?
Daily or lifetime?
How can you tell someone's lifetime limit on drinking beer?
Well, if they die when they're drinking, that was it.
What I meant was, do you know how much beer you could have before you've had too much?
I could have too much beer?
Sure,
that would be fantastic.
Have you ever drank as much as you wanted?
Yeah.
What happened?
You looked pretty.
Can't you have fun without beer?
Yeah, but why risk it?
I don't know. Would you rather drink beer out of a can, a bottle, or on tap?
Oh, yes, yes, and yes.
Just remember, Bubba J, you should never drink alone.
You're not fooling anybody. That's why you have us.
So your favorite time to drink is at sporting events?
Yeah, sporting events, yeah, it's good, yeah.
Do you drink beer every day?
Only on, like, days off.
Oh, you don't have a job.
Ta-da! My favorite holiday to get drunk on is St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
Oh! There's all the Germans.
Right. I didn't know you were Irish.
I'm not. I also get drunk on Cinco de Mayo and Martin Luther King Day, and I'm not Mexican or black.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
What?
I don't want anybody thinking I'm racist.
Why would anyone think you're racist?
Because I said Mexican. And I also said black. Sorry about that.
Bubba J, it's okay to say Mexican and black.
It is?
Sure.
Why? Because everybody here is white?
No, it's just okay to use those words.
Okay, well, thanks for keeping me real, Cracker. Oh, wait a minute. No, you're a saltine American.
So, Bubba J, you know we're right here in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What do you think of L.A.?
Oh, I don't like it.
You don't like L.A.?
Oh, I thought you said A.A. I like L.A. and I love beer.
That's good.
But I gotta do something about my gut.
Are you going to start working out?
No, I'm going to get a bigger shirt. Somebody told me that to stay in shape, I should get a trainer.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I did it.
You did? Yeah, how's that going?
Pretty good. So far, I can sit and shake and roll over. And then I get a cookie.
So what else do you know about L.A.?
The bad traffic here reminds me of marriage.
How's that?
You're stuck in it because there was an accident. Walter told me to tell that one. That's a good one. Here's another one Walter told me. You want to hear this?
No.
Getting married is like your iTunes agreement.
How's that?
You'll have no idea what you're saying yes to, but you'll agree just so it'll shut the hell up.
So you've been to Disneyland?
Oh, I love Disneyland.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you see It's a Small World?
Is that the one where you go on a date and it turns out she's your cousin and you go, ooh, a small world? Been there, done that. Hey, did you know they now sell beer at Disneyland?
I did know that. How old do you have to be to drink beer at Disneyland?
Oh, no, everything goes by height.
So you got drunk at Disneyland?
No, I stayed drunk at Disneyland. Papa J, that's not good. I know, it was bad. At the arcade, I thought we were really hunting, and I shot Donald Duck. He had a big one in the suit. Now he walks a little goofy. You get it? Goofy. Hey, did you know that here in L.A. last week, some guy tried to sell me a map to the stars?
Oh, did you get it?
No, I went, duh, buddy, just look up.
So, Bubba J, when we're in Southern California, are you ever worried about earthquakes?
No, I'm used to it. The ground is always moving when you're hammered. If it stops suddenly, that's when I fall down. No. Hey, do they have Walmarts in Los Angeles?
Sure, you like Walmart.
Oh, yeah. It's so convenient. Where else can you get Jesus left, kid? Sorry, I screwed up the joke.
Okay.
Wait a minute, you screwed up the joke. Don't make me say what I did, you did, and then make it your fault, my brain hurts now.
What were you trying to ask?
No, what were you trying to make me ask? I didn't screw this up, you did. I may be dumb, but you're helping me.
All right. You want to try that joke again?
Huh?
You want to try the joke again?
You need from the start?
Sure, just to get it right.
To redo the whole joke?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What's my first line?
Do they have Walmarts in Los Angeles?
Oh, yeah, okay, I got it. Okay, in the Walmart. Okay. This is like acting. Yes. Okay, take two. Hey, Jeff!
Yes, Bubba J.
Oh, that was really natural. You're good. That was good. Okay. Hey, do they have Walmarts in Los Angeles? Hurry up, you're f***ing up the timing.
Yes, they do have Walmarts in Los Angeles.
Don't laugh when I talk, it f***s the whole thing up.
You like Walmarts?
Yes, it's so convenient. Where else can you get Cheez-Its, tampons, and a canoe all in the same place? And now back to our regularly scheduled show. Hey, Mr. D, why are we on stage like this all the time?
This is my job.
What is this is? To stand here and talk to everybody?
That's right.
That's your job? Yeah. Don't exactly need a college education for this, do you?
Well, I graduated from college.
Oh, and now you do this?
That's right.
Well, that's a big-ass waste of money, wasn't it? You need more education to boil an egg than you do this. Hey, can you boil an egg? Yeah, there you go. You got something to fall back on. Hey, I forgot to tell you. Walter told me I should get on Titter.
Twitter.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound as fun, does it? Hey, you know what the hardest part is about the internet for me? What, remembering all the passwords? Well, we'll keep it simple. Just use the name of someone you love. My dog? Sure, what's your dog's name? Dog? Your dog's name is Dog. Actually, it's Doug, but the U is silent. It's Italian. Papa Jay, have you tweeted?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
It's a big room, I didn't know you know. I usually blame that on Dog. Hey, somebody told me they saw me on the internet.
Oh, have you Googled yourself?
Not in public. And not a lot.
Okay.
I can still see.
So I take it you grew up in a small town?
Yeah, pretty small.
How small?
Well, we didn't have a street light, so the hooker stood under a flashlight. I called her Everetti.
You know, Walter and I were talking about our government. Yeah, do you pay attention to politics?
Oh, yeah, pay attention to politics. You're sure doing good.
Well, can I ask you your opinion on some current issues?
Oh, yeah, current issues. Okay.
Let's talk about some things you might be familiar with.
Okay,
for example, Bubba J, what is your feeling on gun control?
Oh, I know this one.
Oh, yeah, if you're drunk and seeing double, shoot in the middle.
How you doing, Bubba J?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, I was fixing to come to here, and I went out the front door to come to here, and I came to here, and I got here, and here I am.
So, Bubba J, what does the J stand for?
My last name is Junior.
Oh. Well, it's a good thing they didn't name you Junior.
Yeah, I'd be dumb Junior Junior. That's my brother's name.
Oh. So, Bubba J, what have you been doing today?
I've been watching NASCAR and drinking beer.
That's your favorite sport.
Yeah, NASCAR is too.
You know, NASCAR is very hot right now.
Oh, I know. Everybody loves NASCAR.
Well, Sweet Daddy said it's just a bunch of guys driving in a circle.
Oh, I know. That's my favorite part. They're making a left turn. It's a sport that's easy to follow when you're hammered.
I understand you got a new tattoo.
Yeah, I got another one somewhere else that'll grow. Did you get it?
They got it.
Yeah. I'm tired of hearing that most NASCAR fans drink too much.
Oh, because it's not true?
Oh, no, it's true. I'm just tired of hearing it. Makes me thirsty for another beer.
Well, besides beer, do you ever have wine at the track?
Yeah, they have box wine.
Box wine.
Yeah, it's wine that comes in a box.
Yeah.
It's great because if you had too much to drink, then you got something to throw up in.
Bubba Jay, don't you worry about your health?
Huh?
Your health.
Oh, like what?
Your liver?
Oh, no. My last deduction is the aliens took it.
You think you got abducted by aliens?
I don't think. I know. They took me and they stuck something in my butt. And not in the good way.
Look, Bubba J, when you go to a NASCAR race and you party a lot, who is your designated driver?
What the fuck is that?
Do you drive drunk?
No, officer. I'm practicing.
Yeah. Bubba J, have you ever had an intervention?
Yeah, and penicillin cleared it right up.
Did you know that Norway is a constitutional monarchy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It means they have a king.
So it's true. Mm-hmm. Elvis is alive. No.
Another thing, you know, you better not get caught driving drunk.
Why?
Well, if you're caught, you have to spend 30 days in jail.
Oh, yeah.
They suspend your license.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then they fine you 10% of your annual income.
So that would be $12. Do you know where I can buy some whiskey around here?
Well, in Norway, you can only buy liquor from special stores called, good God. How you say it? Yeah, that. So do you know about the midnight sun?
Huh?
The midnight sun?
Is that Norway's that man?
No, in the summer, some parts of Norway get 24 hours of sunlight.
What?
That they have 24 hours of sunlight.
Well, that's almost a whole day.
So we've done a lot of interesting things while in Norway.
Yeah, this morning I milked a goat.
Oh.
Akane got mad at me. I think I was touching his chick.
On another subject, I was talking about with Walter, the Norwegians invented skiing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. In Norwegian, the word ski means piece of wood.
Oh, yeah, piece of wood, yeah. Can I try speaking Norwegian?
Sure.
Okay. That hot lady in the front row is giving me a big ski.
Heard something else interesting. Did you know that Norway sends Sweden its garbage to use in its recycling programs?
A lot of countries import other countries' garbage. Canada gave us Justin Bieber.
I was telling one of the other guys, you know that Norway means path to the north?
That's interesting, because where we're from, Mexico means pack your bags and start running north.
All right.